The Carolina Panthers take on the Cowboys this Sunday at 12 noon at Texas Stadium. Our Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff pregame show begins at 10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:13 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody.
Is that Keyshawn Johnson situation? Is that the worst thing you've ever heard in your life?
I don't recall anybody in the NFL ever being deactivated for a big part of the season like that.
And just announcing that that's it for the rest of the year.
Yeah. He's not going to play. Not hurt, just not going to play. Well, we'll get into that a little bit further later on, perhaps. But right now, we must stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
Which is sponsored by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. All right. Now, let's admit it. Who of us here thought that the Cowboys would be playing a game of true significance at all this year?
Nobody. But they are.
That's right. Last Sunday night they played one. They have another one coming up this Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. And Texas Tickets can equip you with everything you need to make a whole football weekend out of that weekend. Great seats to the game no matter where you want to sit in Texas Stadium. Blue parking, if you really want a high roll.
Oh, you got to have that blue parking.
And they've got all of that. If you want to sit on the 50-yard line, 10 rows up, they can accommodate you there. If you want to sit up high somewhere in the stadium, end zone, 50-yard line, wherever you want to be in Texas Stadium, Texas Tickets can get you there. Also, Saturday night, the Little Mavericks take on the Denver Nuggets. This will be our first look at Carmelo Anthony.
Better get a ticket now. Those are going to go quick.
They certainly are, and that's not to even mention Thursday night when the Little Mavericks play a game of significance against San Antonio.
And Texas Tickets has tickets for all of that.
That's right. They
every
certainly
bit of,
do.
Every bit of them.
So, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room, and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Here he is. Very glad to have him with us today. Very excited about what he's got. It's Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hi, Michael. If you're a Michael Jackson fan, you're not going to like this. Or if you're like 99.9% of the country, you've been cheering for this. Investigators conducting a criminal probe swarmed Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch today. A Jackson family attorney told CBS affiliate KCBC that the investigation is about child molestation and involves a 12-year-old boy. 60 to 70 personnel from the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's and District Attorney's offices served a warrant about 8:30 a.m. as part of an ongoing criminal investigation on Michael Jackson. He wasn't there. But detectives were expected to be gathering evidence all day. No one was arrested. And no arrest warrant was issued. They were just there doing a routine search. He and his kids are in Las Vegas where Jackson's making a video. So, where there's smoke, there's fire when it comes to stuff like this? Or
always.
Could this be a ploy for some family to extort money out of him?
Or? It could be either or both.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, I don't think this is anything that most of us haven't known has been going on for some time.
Doesn't matter.
He'll get off.
Yeah, he'll buy his way out, just like he bought his way out of the other one. I mean, some kid was molested, and his family would rather have $40 million than justice. I mean, he bought them all.
Can't you do both? Can't you sue him for pain and suffering and whatever else, and then also send him to jail?
But what would you rather have? I mean, he's coming to you going, hey, look, we don't need to go to trial.
$20 million check, there you go.
I'll give you $40 million.
You know what, though? He may not have that anymore.
I don't believe that. That guy, if he needed to get it, he could.
Is he crap money?
He just put out a new CD today of all of his number one hits, so he'll have a little money coming to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's wasted time.
More than 10 years have passed since the first child molestation investigation, and of course never resulted in any criminal charges.
He can't be prosecuted. Too much money.
As the raid was underway this morning, Court TV was the first to report that the warrant was tied to allegations brought on by a 12-year-old boy. Huh! What in God's name? And I know we had this discussion back when they ran that special on him a few months ago. Why would anyone let their child out there to hang out with him without parental supervision? Now, they may have been there.
I don't know this, but he's probably preying on poor and unfortunate. Probably not going to somebody that's you know, pretty well off.
Yeah.
And said, hey, can I borrow your kid? He's probably going to, you know, numerous places where there's poor and underprivileged kids. Go, hey, let them come out here. They're going to get to play on the merry-go-round. And,
well, remember,
you know, we're going to have balloons and clowns and everything. And they're going to let him go out there.
Remember, they had some inner-city busing thing going on. Didn't we see that,
yeah,
in that show that we watched? Where they took the underprivileged kids out there and let them play. And it was, you know, it was actually really cool if he wouldn't have been a... No,
see, all that stuff,
pedophile.
I mean, to me, and I've thought this all along, that all of his, you know, that never land ranch or whatever it is, all the merry-go-rounds and all the carnival atmosphere, it's a mask,
right,
for him to lure kids in there and molest them. That's what it is, in my opinion.
We have one cut
of the interlude
from the 12-year-old boy and Michael Jackson, and here's what took place.
Yes.
That yes is so weird sounding.
Yes.
No!
So it's balloons, clowns, and butt plugs at Neverland, huh?
Dear.
Oh. My. God.
Is that you?
What? That was a drop.
No, it wasn't either.
That was Danny?
Yes.
That was weird. So, we will certainly continue to follow this story as it further develops. You know what? You're good for about two solid Michael Jackson stories a year. Whether it be some TV special or whatever. And you know what? CBS is running, I think it's CBS, they're running a Michael Jackson special during sweeps. Not about this, just a music special. I wonder if they're still going to run this.
Why do the networks keep going to him?
Man.
People watch.
Yeah.
But why are people watching it?
Because it's a freak show.
But why is anybody going to buy... You know, everybody knows what this guy's all about and what he does. Why would you go out and spend one dime on
it? Because millions and millions of people either don't believe it or for whatever reason still support him.
I bet you half the people in the country are adamant in their stance that he didn't do anything and never has. That this is all some media concocted.
Why'd he pay the kid off?
Well,
they don't choose to believe that stuff.
Explain that though. Then why'd you cut the guy a big check?
They would tell you that he paid him off because he just doesn't want to be in the papers anymore.
Huh.
He don't want this dragged out in the courts, whether he's innocent or not. He has the money.
Wouldn't it be better to drag it out in the court and be found innocent, where you didn't do anything?
I'm not disagreeing with you, Grego. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying that's what they're going to tell you.
Well, how do you explain the rise of R. Kelly after the charges that were leveled against him?
Yeah.
People just don't choose to believe that kind of stuff. They love the conspiracy theory.
They like their music so much, or
the media.
They're so consumed by their celebrity status that they're not willing to believe whatever they've done. It's the O.J. thing, you know?
It's the cult of personality.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, do black people support this guy?
Yes.
Michael Jackson?
I have no idea.
Oh, I think...
I think white people support him.
I mean, Asians, when he
do.
Goes over to Korea or wherever, they just come out in droves.
Because you're talking about a guy that's turned his back on his race.
Most of the brothers I know, and I know quite a few, think he's nutty as a fruitcake.
Well, he is. He is white.
He has turned his back on them so much that he's had himself painted.
Yeah, yeah.
He's had himself varnished.
It's vitiligo, Grego.
No, it's not. That's a lie, too.
I'm just telling you what people are going to tell you. So, this is a fascinating tale.
What else?
Meatloaf collapsed on stage last night.
Is that another quote from Michael Jackson?
What?
This is a fascinating tale.
Could mark it, but I didn't say it, so it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Meatloaf collapsed on stage last night. which is a real shocker with a name like Meatloaf. He collapsed.
Is he still a man of size?
No.
No, he's lost a lot of weight. I mean, compared to what he was in the 70s. Here's what he looks like now. Here's what his upper body looks like, at least. So he's, you know.
Well, turn that towards the monitor so everybody can see.
Right. Yeah. Everybody just check your video monitor.
There you go.
Yeah.
I bet you he weighs about 230. And he's, what, he's probably 6 foot tall?
He may not weigh that much.
I bet you he is. I bet you he's 100 pounds lighter than he was in the 70s.
At least.
When he was
maybe more than that.
Dance by the Dark Side of the Cradle at Night, whatever that song was.
That's a big dick. He's a big fan of his.
Ugh, such a crappy artist.
No, he's not. He's not that bad.
Oh, come on.
There's a lot worse out there than
I agree. I agree with you. But as far as like a popular artist, and I'm not so sure if he ever was. Well, he obviously was because that Bat Out of Hell or whatever.
Sold like 15 million copies.
Yeah.
To who?
Big Dick.
Big Dick.
Big Dick. He bought all 15 million copies. That's why he has to work the P1Y.
Right. That's why he ran for mayor.
He loves Meatloaf and bare naked ladies. And porn.
Yeah.
And God, does he like porn.
He collapsed to exhaustion.
Big Dick Bob Crane.
Due to a prolonged viral infection, it is not life-threatening. He collapsed at London's Wembley Arena, tried to perform another song, but on advice from paramedics, was taken to a nearby hospital.
Hmm. Yes. Well, it works out all right for Marvin A. Day.
Where's he from? Garland or something?
Did he go to St. Mark's?
I think he went to TJ, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't go to private school. I think he's a public school kid.
I think he went to Thomas Jefferson.
I'm not sure.
Maybe even back when they were the Rebels. They're not the Rebels anymore.
Britney Spears received her Hollywood Walk of Fame star before 2,000 screaming infants today. She is the youngest to ever receive that.
They might want to tap on the brakes giving her one of those. Because 10 years from now, somebody's going to be walking around there and go, Britney Spears, who's that?
Actually,
and the next question will be, wasn't she naked in magazines once? And the answer will be yes.
Yeah.
Didn't my dad have her Playboy?
I think people are going to be more focused on her flatulence problem.
Yeah, we have. Don't we have her acceptance speech?
Well, actually,
Britney, it must be difficult being diagnosed with chronic flatulence. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Weird. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strong Britney. Yeah, it was a weird.
I think on that last one, she just out and out soiled herself.
Yeah, a little watery there. Poor thing.
That's right.
Poor girl.
Sounds like Daddy on Corby's wedding night.
You?
That's you, Mr.
Yeah.
Mr. Swedish Meatballs.
Michael?
She actually tied Melissa Gilbert for being the youngest person to accept a Walk of Fame star. And now look at Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah, she's head of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yep, head of SAG.
Huh.
Yep, she sure is head of SAG.
By the way, the new Paris Hilton sex tape that's going to come out, we told you yesterday it's going to be with a Playboy playmate. Her name is Nicole Lenz, and it features those two going at it with sex toys.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
And it was shot by Scary Movie 3 star Simon Rex, who appears to be the cameraman. And
it wasn't shot by a Navy SEAL like the last one?
No, it wasn't.
I still think somebody should do that. When they're just
surely
getting it on right there,
that.
And then somebody just walks across there.
Real slow.
Kind of looking both ways.
Like they're looking for a hidden machine gun nest, you know?
By the way, we've got to read this quote from Jack Nicholson, because he's in the new Playboy. He's blasting all the hype that AIDS got in the 1980s and the scare it caused. He was saying it was a total hoax. He says he ranks it right up there as far as hysteria goes with the atomic bomb as events that impacted our culture for the worse. He says, now we're moving to a freer society, before AIDS. Most people who investigated this back in the 80s knew that if you were not shooting up or getting effed in the hiney, you were as likely to get AIDS as you were to have a safe fall on your head while walking down Wilshire Boulevard.
Wow.
That's abrasive.
Isn't it?
Do you not have the Peter King quote?
But sex?
No.
Norm.
We'll read that in Fact Spotter. Peter King and his unfortunate flight incident.
I think Britney Spears was on his flight.
Yeah. All right, that's E! News.
Oh, man.
It is?
Take care.
It's 4:30.
No, it's 4:28, but that's late enough.
Okay.
We're only 5 minutes late for the break, Mike.
All right, can we mention the unfortunate death?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't even know anyone died.
Tony Thompson.
Oh, the well-known twins?
No. The well-known drummer.
The ball-headed guy from Power Station?
Right.
Really?
How'd he die?
Tony. I don't know. I'm not sure. Look around and see if you can find out how he died. He died at the age of 48 last week.
That's too young. 48's too young, brother.
Boy, he was great, too, man. He loved him. Great drummer.
Bang the gong or whatever?
Bang a gong.
Yeah.
Yeah, bang a gong.
Bang
that and Some Like It Hot. Remember the intro to that?
We may have that.
Saw him play with Madonna once. No, that's not T-Rex.
Not it.
All right, 4:29 is the time.
Denny, examine it.
Up next, we take a look at last night's Mavericks win over Portland here on The Ticket.